Hello, friends. My name is Joel, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. You know, just the other day, I was trying to find a local Starbucks to set up shop in, enjoy their complimentary Wi-Fi, pay way too much for coffee, and basically blow some time until my next meeting. And as I pulled into the parking lot, I realized that to my left is a GameStop that I had never been in before. And I got to tell you, I got super excited. I'm kind of like Russell from Up, where he says the wilderness must be explored. That's how I view GameStops, because for years people have traded games in, so excited to see what's inside of each and every store. And as I went in, I found some games that I wanted. These games had $40, $50, $60 price tags originally. They're just a couple years old. Now I'm getting them for $4, $5, and $6. And as I pick them up and I'm walking out the door, I thought, man, this game is exactly the same. This game that people once paid $60 for, I paid $6 for. But the game's the same. It depreciates. So many other things in our life do the same thing. The cars that we drive, they depreciate. The houses that we live in get nicks and cracks and broken things. And even our own bodies over time depreciate. And I started thinking about our faith, though. Philippians 1 verse 6 says that he who began a good work in you is faithful to bring it to completion. Man, our faith is the only thing in life that doesn't depreciate. In fact, our faith gains more value because through every season where we see God's faithfulness on display, in every troubled time where we consider God and count on him to get us through, every time we hear testimony of our family and friends seeing God do the miraculous things in their life, it adds to our faith. He who began a good work in you is faithful to bring it to completion on the day of Christ Jesus. Our faith value grows every single day. How precious it must be, this faith that we hold. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy devos, you can hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come and hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Joel for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, you may have to play the game, but you don't have to play it alone.